We're going to go on to the next presentation.
Thank you, Jason. Thank you, Dr. Bernie. It's nice to see familiar faces. For those of you I don't know, I'm Michael Welton. I just recently finished an MPH with a Master's of Arts in Latin American Studies from San Diego State. As for my VDI endorsement, I took a lot of classes at San Diego State, and definitely VDI is the one that I will remember forever. Good and bad, I think. No, all good. Everything's good. So I'm going to present a light exposure project that we did during two consecutive semesters at VDI. I'd like to recognize Aurelia Losa and Alfonso Rodriguez as my co-authors. Nothing to say. Just a little bit of background. Lead poisoning has been shown to disproportionately affect minorities in the United States. Hispanics have a three times higher rate of elevated blood lead levels among children. And Hispanic populations also possess unique cultural attributes that expose them to lead poison. The first that we're going to talk about, or I'm going to talk about, is our lead glaze ceramics. The lead in the glaze contains a high quantity of lead. It's used to enhance the color, the brilliance of the ceramic, and can be cured at a lower temperature, so in domestic kilns as opposed to commercial kilns. These lead glazed ceramics have been, the lead levels have been measured in excess of 9,000 parts per million. The FDA threshold is under 1 part per million. Potters in southern Mexico have been shown to have a blood lead level of 50 micrograms per deciliter and are exposed to over 100 micrograms per day through inhalation. CDC threshold, again, they characterize 10 micrograms per deciliter in your blood as toxic or dangerous. Lead in home remedies, Azarcone and Greta, are two home remedies that are used to treat empacho. Empacho is culturally defined gastrointestinal disorders. Can contain up to an over 90% pure lead. These have been a confirmed cause of death in one case in Guadalajara and suspected as the cause in one death here in San Diego. So on to the study. We wanted to investigate the knowledge, attitude, and practices related to lead and lead exposures from lead-glazed ceramics and lead-based home remedies. And our second goal was to pilot test and evaluate an alternative cookware exchange intervention. In fall of 2006, the first trip, we went to Lomas de San Ramon in Baja California. The household random samples used semi-structured interviews to ascertain the knowledge of lead and its health effects, the use of ceramic cookware, and the use of home remedies. And we pilot tested an alternative cookware exchange. Here's a couple of demographics that have been covered a little bit in previous presentations. I'd just like to highlight that over 20% of the families in this colonia have children under 6 years old. Again, there's a high percent of indigenous background. 70% have roots in Oaxaca, and most of the residents speak Spanish, but a high percent speak indigenous languages. So, coming from our survey, 90% of those who we surveyed had exposure to lead glazed ceramics during childhood, while 41% are currently using lead glazed ceramics. A good proportion, 70%, had heard that lead causes disease, And again, a majority did know that lead-glazed ceramics or ceramics could contain lead. 20% of the participants had been using lead-glazed ceramics for over 20 years. That's a lot of lead exposure. In our intervention, to those who reported to us that they were using lead-glazed ceramics, we offered them the opportunity to try a lead-safe alternative, either a lead-safe ceramic ware or a metal pot. The majority of those who were willing to try chose the metal pot, but a high proportion did choose the ceramic cookware, the lead-free ceramic cookware. Empacho is endemic in this colonia, but almost 80% knew of Empacho. 30% had a case in the household within the last 12 months, and the majority of those, the case was with a child. Fortunately, not one participant reported using Azarcona and Greta. In the spring of 2007, we followed up our pilot exchange. We attempted to revisit all of those who we gave cookware to the previous semester using semi-structured interviews. The majority of those who received cookware were using them, but not on a daily basis, which is a barrier that I'll get to. 90%, though, would in the first semester we simply gave the cookware without exchanging it for the lead contaminated cookware. Ideally, in the exchange, we would present them with an alternative cookware and remove the problematic cookware from the household. 90% replied that they would be willing to give up their old cookware in exchange for the safe cookware. We asked a variety of questions about how the new cookware cooked, heated, how the food tasted. There's almost 80% positive satisfaction, with the remaining respondents said it was good, equal. I think one person didn't like their new cookware. In conclusion, there is a high proportion of the community that is exposed to lead glazed ceramics, especially serious because it's a young community. There are so many children in the community. The community does have some understanding of lead and its associated risks, which makes a future intervention seem more possible. Community responded well to the cookware exchange, which also makes a future intervention seem like it would work. Lead-based traditional home remedies don't seem to be a problem. Empacho's there, but they're not using Azarcona or Greta. Further investigation would need to be done in order to do an effective intervention. We feel like we need to do a little bit of research on the size of the cookware that would be used daily, to target daily use as opposed to sporadic use. The cookware was either too big or sometimes too nice. That was only used on, we gave, you know, bright shiny stainless steel pots that were only used during special occasions or birthdays or celebrations. And I think that's it. We'll save questions to the end. Oh, one thing. Thank you, Rotary. They provided all the cookware.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Russell. Thank you, and we'll go on to Mr. Crespo for the final presentation, and then we'll have quite a bit of, a little bit of time for some discussion.